You turn on the water into your tub and you expect water, but you don't expect to find other things coming out of the tap. And that's what happened to Catherine and Katie. And she's written to us this morning looking for help. And so we turned to our home show pro for water, and that's John at Aquatex, to get some help from him. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Catherine and Katie says she has a question about black specks. She is getting them in her bath water, and she wants to know if there's a way to filter them out along with a chlorine kind of smell she's experiencing with her water. You can't go down to aisle 7 and find just any answer to your water. You need somebody who understands how to test it and make sure it's working well, and John is the expert on that.
That's very true. You can't just pop in a supply store and go to aisle 7 and pick up exactly what you need. You really do need to have it tested. And really and truly, if they have black specks, I just ran across that in Houston. And I'm testing the water and everything, and then they show me this stuff in the bathtub. And it's like, folks, I have no idea where this is coming from. Let's look further. And that's what we had to do. So, but if it's after the equipment, like we use point of entry or point of use equipment, then it may not come out. Depends if it's coming from the pipes, depends if it's coming from the water supply, or it depends if it's coming from the water heater. Just have to look and see.
So where would you put filters in this house? You'd put it where the water comes in, like along with a water softener coming into the house?
It could be on point of entry, like where a water softener would go, where the water enters the home.
Okay.
It could be a carbon filtration, which would eliminate the chlorine smell and objectionable odors. And it could be point of use, like underneath the kitchen sink.
So in this case where it's her bathtub, is it possible to put a filter like that, you know, somewhere near the supply line into the tub?
Not so much. No, there's too many areas where it would be hard to access the filter to do that.
Okay, so if it is coming from outside the house, you can catch it where the water comes in, but if it's a matter of her plumbing causing this, there's nothing you can do about that.
Very little we could do about that, yes.
The good news is, though, that you can conquer that chlorine smell that she's getting in the water regardless.
That is correct.
Okay, and we'll do that with, as you said, a carbon filter way out where the water comes in.
It would be a whole house carbon filtration, usually approximately a cubic foot of activated carbon, and it can be different types of carbon to take care of different types of chlorinated smells. It could be the chlorine that's mixed with ammonia, and that would take care of that also.
So that's why Aquatex is our home show pro for water conditioning. You can learn more about them at homeshowradio.com by clicking on the Aquatex button there on the homepage. John, thanks a lot for helping us out this morning.
We appreciate you, Charlie. Thank you.